Hey, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Tuesday Tips, brought to you by Huntlift Eat Official. I'm Carter, and I'm joined this week by Carrie.
What's up?
The man himself, jumping on. We're chatting archery.
Yeah, man.
Good, dude. Shot process, man. So, for context, for listeners, we were bullshitting a little bit in the Southeast regional chat for those of you who are on the team, and we've been doing an arrow a day challenge at various distances, and that's been awesome accountability, right? So here we are in March, just starting off with March, and perfect time to be practicing and tuning up and staying sharp on all of your gear, your processes, your equipment, and staying sharp for the fall, especially as application season's rolling in, man, and people are starting to play in hunts. So I've really enjoyed doing that arrow a day, man. And you actually were coaching up some guys on their process, their archery process, which I think is really important and is worth talking about, man. So
yeah, absolutely.
Why don't you jump in with that, man, and kind of roll out your process and the importance of the various steps, man.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, just throwing it out there, I'm not an expert. I spent a lot of time behind a trigger, and I shoot archery quite a bit. And I've dealt with my own demons as far as target panic and things like that goes. But yeah, so a shot process, though, man, what it is it's your conscious override of your subconscious natural tendencies, right? So no matter whether you're shooting a rifle, pistol, shooting a bow, recurve, compound bow, or even a crossbow, like you're initiating a mini explosion, right? And that's not natural. So your body's natural tendency is to flinch, is to jerk, is to pull those shots, is to throw those arrows, right? So you have to be able to override that. And there's, you know, several different thought processes on it. Even though I've shot with some of the best shooters in the world, I've been trained by some of the best shooters in the world, and I got a lot of time behind a trigger, I still go out and find extra help, right? I still end up battling target panic, things like that. Target panic can look different to different people. It could be that flinching moment at the that execution where you beat that thumb button like it's your ex-wife, or or you can't even get on target, right? So how many times have you seen guys be able to go to full draw and they're like, man, I just can't get it anymore left to get my pen on target? Well, that's target panic, right? And so there's several different things when it comes to like the fundamentals of marksmanship, right? And they cross-pollinate, right? So it's not just archery. It's not just rifle. It's not just pistol, right? So you've got the four basics, man. I'm going to go back to my old Army days, right? Body position, sight alignment, breathing, and trigger squeeze, right? And you can be telling yourself, this is what I got to do, proper body position, think of yourself like a tank turret, move myself. If I'm shooting archery, I'm bladed towards my target, etc., right? Then you got sight alignment, right? So when it comes to archery, you're looking pin, or you're peep through your pin, trying to find that perfect sight picture, right? Where that target's a little bit fuzzy and your pin's bright. You're breathing, right? As well as your trigger squeeze. And for archery, it's usually a pull through. But you could still be having issues, right? Like, well, I'm in the right position. Yep, I'm putting my pin on the target. Yep, I'm breathing like they told me to. And I am pulling through my shot, or I'm squeezing my trigger. And it still doesn't necessarily mean you're going to have a perfect shot. And so how do you do that, right? So you're following the fundamentals, but you're still throwing shots. You're still flinching. You're still doing these things, right? So I'm a big fan of Joel Turner, Shot IQ. He's got tons of information out there. He's got his own course, and there's also a lot for free, you know, YouTube, things like that, articles and all that. But thoughts versus thinking, right? So thoughts are all those random things that pop in your head. It's that subconscious telling you you're about to set an explosion off next to your ear with a bow, you know? And it's preparing yourself for that, right? So you've got to consciously think yourself through that process. And there are four decision points that Joel teaches, and I've been following, and it's been helping tremendously. You got four decisive points within your shot process. Number one is decide you're going to execute a perfect shot, right? Make that decision before I even, you know, begin to draw, maybe before I even put my release on the D loop, or before I actually settle in behind my glass on a rifle, right? I'm making that conscious decision to execute a perfect shot. And then he's got what he's called the half draw moment, right? So basically for that, as I'm drawing my bow or as I'm settling into my glass on my rifle, I'm thinking to myself again, I'm telling myself once again that I'm going to execute a perfect shot, right? So I'm going to do this right is what Joel likes to say. And then you have your critical second, right? So you're behind the glass, your finger's on the trigger, you know, your sight picture is perfect, or I'm at full draw, my thumb's on my button, or I'm getting ready to roll my hinge or whatever I'm shooting. And you say to yourself one more time in order to kind of combat that explosion response that you're going to get, like, here we go, right? That's what I say. I've been following, you know, like I said, Joel's, I'm basically copying his mantra, right? Here I go. That's that last little override you're getting to combat that subconscious, you know, natural reaction that your body will have, right? And then that final one, that final decisive point is the execution point. That's where I'm going to tell myself I'm going to pull through this shot, where I'm going to squeeze through this trigger if I'm using a firearm. And then after that, this is my own piece, going back to my own experience, is the follow through is just as important as the shot process itself, right? And so that looks different from the bow versus a rifle versus a pistol, right? So your follow through, I break that shot. My release hand breaks away. My bow rotates forward because of inertia after that arrow breaks, and I'm keeping my eyes on that target, right? I'm not peeking over my bow. I'm not jumping. I'm just looking ahead. Bow rotates forward, and I'm watching that target. I'm looking to see, one, do I need to put a following shot? Did I miss completely, etc.? And then with a rifle, it's your body absorbs that recoil. You're back on target. You get your reticle back up. You're back on target, and you reset that trigger, you know, and you're ready to take that following shot again. So with both, and same thing with a pistol, with both firearms and a bow, you have two sight pictures, right? You've got your initial one, and then you're going to get a second one. With archery, obviously, it looks a little bit different for your second sight picture. But really, bottom line up front, man, I know this is probably going to be a short Tuesday tips, man, so, you know, hopefully that's all right. But you got to develop your own mantra, right? Now, you can copy Joel's, you can take what I said because I'm copying Joel's, and that's cool, man. But whatever you decide you're going to do to consciously talk yourself through those four decisive points and through those fundamentals of marksmanship and that follow through, you have to dissect it after every shot, right? So you make that shot, it went well, it didn't go well. You got to talk yourself, hey, what did I do? Like, how did the process go? Where did it break down? I tried adding my own mantra several times, and I always had failure. So I went back to the one Joel said to use, and it's worked great, right? I'm going to execute this perfect form. You know, I'm going to do this right. Here I go, pull, pull, pull. And it has worked wonders for target panic. And that's the other thing, man, is target panic is, it's going to happen to everybody, right? So the best shooters in the world, the best archers in the world, I don't care if you're a, you know, Delta Force Ranger sniper guy, or you're a world champion 3D shooter, whatever it is, man, you're going to have target panic unless you have either a coach or a buddy who's going to call you out on your bullshit. And you put a solid effort into making those conscious shots, making those decisions, making those decisive points. I mean, even to this day, man, you've got Green Berets and Navy SEALs still doing ball and dummy drills at the flat range, right? Still working on that, trying to, you know, fix that anticipation, fix that basically as target panic. And it's something that you've got to continuously work on. And if it hasn't hit you yet and you don't put an effort to prevent it, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
But that's my shot process. That's what I do. And that's how it works for me.
Yeah, I love it, dude. And it's very much like, I feel like when people get into archery, sometimes they just treat it as like a very, it's just a reactionary or like a no thought kind of thing. It's like, oh, like I'm meditating. But like, if you want to apply it to the hunting world, it's very much an active conversation with yourself, man. It has to be. It can't be passive. Right?
Yes.
That's where mistakes are made and bad shots happen. And you take yourself out of the game and then that's like the worst, right?
Those scenarios are terrible.
So it's positive. I'm going to make a good shot, yeah. Right? Right. Here we go. Right. You're committing to making the perfect shot and then pull. And it's constant, right? So like the only way to do it is to run through that loop to yourself. You're talking to yourself, right?
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Because if you're having target panic at your 3D target at the house,
yeah.
What do you think is going to happen when you have an animal in front of you? You know what I mean?
For sure.
Make that conscious effort to shut down your subconscious natural reactions. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I like what we were doing in the group. A lot of guys will send videos of themselves shooting. And like you said, like having a buddy or a coach call you out because like you may not know what you need to fix, you know? And so I'll do that with my athletes or whatever. Send videos of their running form or like whatever, like, hey, coach, I got shin splints. Hey, I got whatever, right? Cool. Yep. Send me, what do you look like? That's the only way someone else can get eyes on it from a different angle.
Dude, absolutely. Yeah. And leverage your buddies, man, because you can video yourself and watch it yourself. Most people aren't going to be that critical on themselves, right? You need somebody else who's going to call you out on it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, don't punch your trigger,
yeah.
Niall.
Yeah. Another teammate, buddy of mine, actually called me out when I was beginning to go through this target panic phase and had to go back and basically redo my mantra, redo my shot process. He goes, man, you punched that release as if it was your ex-wife who stole all your money. I was like, he goes, I just witnessed domestic violence right there.
Yeah, dude, that's hilarious. Yeah, man, it's good perspective. So it's always something we need to be paying attention to. And with now kind of being, now it's kind of like the off season, right? But like, it doesn't need to be, and it shouldn't be, right? It should be the on season. We should be prepping right now.
Dude, absolutely, man. And even if you're going to treat it like the off season, right? I treat hunting season like deployment cycles, right? I've got my red, amber, and green cycle where green cycle is go time, right? That's opening day of deer season till the end of deer season. That's green cycle. And I got red cycle. Red cycle is where I work on those individual tasks where I'm perfecting my shot process, right? That's what I'm doing. I'm perfecting my shot process. I'm doing other things that's going to make me better for that next deer season. And then you've got an amber cycle, which is like a collective task, right? So that's where I'm incorporating more of that scouting, and things like that, where I'm doing more tasks combined, where I'm not necessarily trying to perfect one, you know, leading into that deer season, man. So, and then all this stuff, man, it applies. If you're a turkey hunter, man, that shot process still applies, whether you're using a shotgun or a bow, you know, same thing, waterfowl, your predator hunter, whatever, that shot process still applies. Yeah, man.
For sure.
There's no off season.
Yeah, especially an animal that'll scream in your face like a turkey, man. That'll get you fired up. Well, hell yeah, man. This is awesome. I'm glad you brought this up. Something important people need to pay attention to and keep practicing, man. So I appreciate it, dude. And listeners, hopefully you get something out of this. And as always, we appreciate the hell out of you guys. Talk to you next week.